We are on Daf Nun Ches Amud Aleph, two lines from the bottom. Let us just refresh our memories. Let us see what it says on the Mishnah Daf Nun Hey Amud Beis. The Mishnah says, Lokach mi sekrifun, v'chozar v'lokach mi balabayis, mekhoi botol. The person purchased from the sekrifun, and this is speaking about when already there was no Gemilas Das. It was the third Gzeire that man, the Kol Dekoto, Likteluhu. So there was no Gemilas Das when the Karka was taken away from the Yisrael. So it says as follows. Lokach mi sekrikun, b'choz of a lokach mi balabayis, mekrei botul. Then the Mekker is bottle, and Rashi in the Mishnah said two reasons why the Mekker is bottle. The Mrinin Miyire Ovat. The reason he was masking, he's afraid of the Goy. So therefore, he, after the Sekrikin sold it to this Yid, he also followed suit. But it really doesn't mean what he's doing. Or Rashi says a second Sfore, Inami Hasheni Noyachli Varishin Koshe Menu. So then, Salkoponim, the Mekach of the Yisrael to the Likeach is worthless. But what if it's the other way around? The Balabayis, because of a Lokach mi Sekrikun, if the Balabos, before he ever approached the Sekrikun, he went to the Balabos, and the Balabos was masking to sell it, and it's Mekhoi Kai. Zok the Gemara, Lokach mi Sekrikun, Omar Rav, Leishonu, that's what we say, that the Mekach is a bottle. If he approached the Bailim after he purchased it from the Sekrikun, we say the Mekach is a bottle. Leishonu, elu da'omale, leich chazei kokni. He just told there was just a Mekach, a yedei dibo. He told the Lekach, Mekach hazoke. Avo b'shtar kone. But if he wrote a shtar for him, so that's a simon that he really means what he's saying, and it's taken the Mekach is kai. But does Rashi say, Loi shonu de Mekchai botu, el de omru le bailim, the bailim said, Lezeh shalokach mi sekrikun, to the one that purchased from the sekrikun, leich chazek o kni b'chazokim. The kivin, the dibura ba'almehu, it's just words. He doesn't really mean to sell it. Avo, he kotzav le shtore bishmei. But if he wrote a shtar, so then koni the kula hai lahavu le lameda. That means he shouldn't have to go into the bother of writing a shtar. He loved his own le mecha gomor midas. That means if he went to the complexities about the writing a shtar, some he really means to sell it. So then the stock is sold. That is what Rav says. Shmuel oma af b'shtar nami leikone. Shmuel says af b'shtar nami leikone. Hache yichtev loy achayis. Till who write achayis. What does Rashi say? So Rashi says achayis v'tovu lo minei Ligvayu de Meyara, I think Rashi means that he wrote a shtar is also nothing, it could be worthless. But if he wrote in the shtar that if it will be taken away from the Sleikeyach, so he's achoy to pay for it, so then he really means what he's writing. So to Tzibis Achayis, that's Araya that the Bailam Harishonim really mean to sell. If Ksivas Ashtar is sufficient, or you need Ksivas Achayas in the Shtar. Zot the Gemara, Tanya Kevosei de Shmu. We have a Raya like Shmu. Rab Shimon ben Elozo Oima, Lokach min Ha'isha. Now we have this case in the Mishnah also. A person, a Karka that was Meshubit to the Isha for her Ksuga. Lokach min Ha'isha. V'chozav v'lokach meneish mekhrikai. מן האיש וחוז, אבל לא כך מן האיש מקחי בוטו, עד שתכתוי לאי אחייס. When is the Mekas? I mean, also, she'll say, נח עשו החסיסי לביילי, I didn't want to make Shalom Bayis problems, so that's why I sold it. But I really don't mean that I want to sell it. Ad, but when do we say that she means truly what she, that to sell it? Ad Shatif Tav Le'achayis. His name is Evit Yufta Derab. So it's, we have enough in the Baraisa like Shmuel that a shtar is not sufficient. We need a chayis. Abalochav, my achayis, Nami Shtar. That what it says, Achayis, means they wrote a Shtar. That's all. What's what Rashi said? Ochi Garcin and Tanya Kebosei Deshmu. My Achayis, Tiktoni, Shtar. Loi Achayis Nechosim doesn't mean that she was Mekabel Achayis Nechosim. Al Ad Shetiktoi Vloi Shtar. Till she'll write him a Shtar. Vahava loy la achayis, so the shtar is achayis, is an insurance she'ena yechayla lachzer olav oid. So achayis could not, does not necessarily mean akabolas achayis, no, achayis means still have proof, from her written proof, that she won't mum from him the ksubit, and then that means shtar. Let us see Taisvis. Avol Bishtar Kone. So, Rav said, Bishtar Kone. So Taisvis says, Aisha Nami Koi. That means even though the Gemara Shtelzach and the Lokach Minasakriken, but it's going on Isha also, because the Mukh is Besomo. Because the Gemara brings a Raya, Akasha, and Rav, and a Raya Teshmu, because by Isha it says Achaya. So we see that Isha and Sekriken have the same halach. V'hod ha'oma v'peik mishoho yonosu. Kosav l'rishoin v'loi chos malay. A person, etu karkois. So one karka he sold to one person, and he asked his wife, she should also chasme on the shtar mechira, that means she's mevata, that she can't mon the ksuba from that karka. V'loi chasme loi, she's not interested, no. U'lishayni, then he sold a second karka, someone else. He asks her again this request, v'chasme loi. The second one, she chasme, that I won't mon from the second one. So there it says, ivda ksubosa, she lost the ksuba. She's in hard luck now. Why did she lose the ksuba? Because pshat is like this. The first lekeach kentayna, you can't mon from me ksuba because he nachti lachmok and ligvais. When I left over, there's another karka. So calls man, so you first have to mon from the second karka. You can't mon from me. The second karka she can't mon from because she saw, she said, I want mon the ksuba from you. So she's out of luck. Akaponim, we see over there, she means what she said. L'sheini b'chos maloi, she can't taine that nachas ruach asisi labayli, but we assume she means what she said, and that's why she lost the ksuba. Now, why do we assume she means what she said? Because we see from her, she could stand on her own 2 feet. When it came to the first lekeach, she says, no, I'm not interested in selling the karka. So she sees, she does what she wants to do. She's not pressured by her, the retainers of her husband. So mashma, but what'll be the bechad lekeach? What if we wouldn't have such a scenario? We'll have by one lekeach, yechayil aloyma nachas ruchas sisi labayli. That means by one lekeach, and she'll sign on that shtar, so she can find it. That's why the Baraisa says this case that the first one v'loy chosm l'sheni v'chosm l'loy then is ibda ksubos mashma de b'chad l'keich yechayil aloy manach esruch asisi l'bay. So how does that stim with Rav? Rav says the minute you write a shtar, so that is a raya, you mean what you said. So why? So what's pshat l'gemon subis? There would seem that by chad she doesn't mean what she said. She can tell me nach esruch asisi l'bay. So Taisus has two terutzim. Terutz number one, Hosom kshechosma al shtar shel bayro. It matters where the chsim is. Dalton, Hidet says, Ulusheini v'chosma loy, means she signed on the shtar mechire. V'hocho kshechosma shtar b'fnei atzmo. That's what Rav says. Rav says, if she goes and writes a private shtar from herself, then she really means what she's writing. If she undersigns the her husband's shtar, then she can tie in achasur chasisi labayit. Boy, another teretz, the chosma dohosom shenisratzis b'mechiras habal. There it means all she's saying with her chsime that she agrees with his mechire. Oy shemoch lo loy hashibut. Avol hocho kshekosvo b'shtar mechires habar she mecheres loy. It matters what is written. He says if it is written afilu an hishtar. It's written only that she's maskim to his mechirin. So memela, then she can tain in achasuch asisi labayla. But if she's writing, afilu an hishtar, but she's also maskim to sell it, so she's doing something mitzido, there's a mechirin mitzido, so then I say, she really means what she said according to Rav. Ulamai the meforish Rabbi Elazar Mishanzo. Rabbi Elazar Mishanzo said an explanation between the machlekes of Rav Shmuel. He says, Rav says that writing a shtar is sufficient. Shmuel says writing a shtar is not sufficient. You need kabbalas achayis on the shtar. So Rabbi Elazar Mishanzo said as follows. The Rav of Shmuel pligi hochi b'chayis toiseiko. The Shmuel of time 8, number per kam, the bo mitziya, the achayis lav toiseiko hu, b'shitrei mekech u memkech, the Rav sova achayis toiseiko hu. So now let us explain. There's a machlekes in bo mitziya, when a shtar mekach is written, and achayis are not written in the shtar mekach. So Rav says, every shtar mekach, if a person sells a karke, there's zicha a mutual understanding that the lekeich is buying it under the assumption and condition that if, let's say, the balchoy will take it away from him, that the moicha will pay him for the money he laid out. So now, one will ask Akasha, I'll get a good lawyer, I'm looking at the shtar, there's no mention at all in the shtar about this condition, how this Kabbalah's achayis. So Rav says, achayis, don't say, it's a good kasha, it's not a peretz, it's a kasha. Why wasn't it written? It's a good kasha, but that's icha. So there was a toys done that they forgot to write achayis, but that's icha, every shtar, that we can assume that the whole mekach was done with the condition that the moiches mekabel achayis. That's what Rav holds. Shmuel says in Bob Mitzia, achayis lavtoi soifer. The not writing the achayis is telling us something. It's not a mistake. It's not a coincidence. It's telling us he's not mekabel achayis. And if you want a mekabel achayis, you have to go and write in a mekabel achayis. So Rabbi Elazar, Mishanzo said, Amerde Kipshat Emerson, the Machloikis, Rav Shmuel, there's a common agreement over here. Everyone holds, when do I say that the Meicher, that the Bailam really means what he said? If he's Mekabel Achayis, that's another portion. Samuel read this one, he wrote a star, that's a raya, that he means it, that doesn't mean anything, but if it's Mekabel Achayis, that's a raya, that he means it. And the Machloikis of Rav Shmuel is, was there a Kabbalah Achayis, even though it wasn't written? That's the Machloikis. But everyone agrees that the seriousness of the Bailam HaRishonim can only be defined if he was Mekabel Achayis. Now Rav holds, afilu if it wasn't written, the shtar, I can assume that he was Mekabel Achayis, and Shmuel holds that I can't assume that Achayis lavto safe. So Memela, yes.
So the male is so the Reb Lezer Mishan Zoh said that the machloikis here is l'shitosa. And Rav Sova chayisto soifu ubistam shtar kekosvo loya chayisto. Vahi diksubis. So now we have a problem. We have a Mishnah in Ksubis, which it would seem that she can tain in Achas Ruach Asisi Labayli. Shepirsho v'loikibla achayis mayri. There it's speaking about that she said lo na mekabel achayis. That means that afu l'rav holds kos of shtar. So we say that this gemira stas mitzad the moicha, that is dafke, because I assume this is mekabel achayis, and the gemara ksubis is speaking about it was written the feirish in the shtar, that there was no kabbalah achayis. Zog the gemara weiter. Tonu rabon. Lokach min ha-sekriko. A person purchased from a sekriko. Ba'ochlo shalei shonim bifnei bailo. Now this person was there 3 years. The bailam were aware of it. The bailam were ishaim. They didn't bat an eyelash. V'chozro u'mocho la'acha, then this person who was there 3 years sells it to someone else. So it says, ein le'bailam alekeach sheini klum. So there's two conditions over here. Condition number one, that the first le'keach was there 3 years. Condition number two, that it was now sold to a second le'keach, is ain labayim al lekeach sheini klum. If the first lekeach was there 3 years, then it was sold to a second lekeach, so the bailam of the sheinim cannot mum from the second lekeach. In fact, the gemara echidok. What is the story over here? Ide kotoim v'oma minot zovna. If the lekuches, the first lekeach, the second lekeach, they're coming with a tainer that was purchased from you. That means you are masking to the mechire. Where's the shtar? If it was purchased from the bailam, where's the shtar? Well, we're there 3 years already. After 3 years, a person is not nizo b'shmira shtore. So if they're coming with a gewaldic tainer, that means 3 years passed by, if it was not sold through you, so why weren't you meicher? So it's a raya was sold through you, and with timing it was purchased from you, also. So then, in the first case, but by the lekeach rishon also should be the same thing. That it belongs to him. Why did the price say dafke? He sold it. He the lekeach toin v'oma minoch zovno. If he didn't tie the minoch zovno, afilu sheini na miloi. So why do we give it? That means if no one is tying that it was purchased from the bailam or rishonim, was only purchased on the Lekuches, so why do we give it to the second Lekeach? Omar Avsheishes Lo'ilom Deloiko Toinle. It's speaking about that he's not pining that it was purchased from the first Bailam. Going there, but in this case, Toinim Le'yoyresh V'toinim Le'Lekeach, there's a din Psach Picha Le'ilom V'Taina for the Yoyresh V'Taina for the Lekeach. Ve'idach, he himself, he toin in, ve'iloi toin loy. Let us see Rashi. The Rashi, idika toin lehai lekeach sheini minach zovna lekeach ishin. If he comes with a taina, the keach ishin purchases it from you also. Shenosan lecho revia, kitakom es bezin. But he gave you, as Al said, that he has to give you, that was the takon. We don't have to buy it from you. As long as we give you a revia, you can't be mabatel the Mecca, unless you want to pay for the whole Mecca. But if you don't want to pay for the Mecca, so the takon was, if we'll give you a revia of the karka, so you're mechuyiv, so okay, that's it, then it's sold already from you also. So if he tainis minog zovna lekechish and shenosun lechol revia ketakon as bezn, v'hadar och lo shnei chazokin, then he was there 3 years. V'sulei motze omalei, hai arzi shtorim, then you can't taine on the first lekech, where's your shtar? Where's your shtar mekech? The tvei mitlosa shnin le mizdarinish b'shtorim. A person is not careful to hold a shtar more than 3 years. So memele, if that's the taine, we're coming with a taine, a chazoke sheyesh imo taine. That means we're coming with a taine, that it was purchased from the Baalim HaRishonim by paying him a revia, and the shtar was written, and where's the shtar now? Well, after 3 years, we don't keep shtaris. So if that's the case, my irye chozar umochro la'acher, so why does the Baraisa say that it was sold to a second lekeach? Afilu lekeach rishinami, afilu the first lekeach boslo da'och l'shnei chazoke. The first lekeach is a cheska shalishalim. So there's no taine, where's your shtar? So memele, he have a toin lay chazartia or lakartia mimcha keta chazartia. If he tainis that I purchase it from the sekrike, chazartia lakartia mimcha keta konis chachomim ze sholei shanim. 3 years ago I did this. Is taino say taine? So why does say dafke the lekeif sheni is them? And if they don't taine, so why is the lekeach sheni nem? It's a chazok sheni mo taine. The 3 years are meaningless if he's not taining that it was purchased from the Baalim HaRishonim. Zakh de gemor, la oilam, Rashi further, the loy toy. It's speaking about he didn't taine. Chigoin zed the sekriken, but this case of sekriken, there's a din, toinin li yeirish, v'toinin li lekeyach. Lekeyach mi sekriken, if a person purchased from a sekriken. V'yirisho le bono, and he was meirish at his children, v'och lo gemur shonim. He had eaten it 3 years, and he was meirish at the children. V'yimocho la'acha, v'och lo gemur shonim. Ubo Baalim lo haitzi mimenu, and now the Baalim want to take away from the Yosh of the Lekuches. The Eino Yoidei Alitaim, and they don't know to taine. Buleim Aloishin Kono Mimoch, they don't know. Lamaise, the no cloth, the first one got it from the Sekrik. Did he go to the Baalim HaRishonim and give him a Rabia, yes or no? They don't know. So the Aloch is bezden toinim bishvil hayerish bishvil halokeyach. So there's a din tainin of psach picha leile. That means even though they haven't the faintest idea what in reality had occurred. So there's a din, even since they can't taine, they didn't know what happened, so bezden tain is for them. So there's a din tainin, so we taine that, that the Lekeach Rishon, he was the Lekeach Rishon purchased it from you. Now it says in the Beraisa, the Gemara says, Lo'olam de'loy katoin, u'chigoyin zeh. There's two problematic words over here. U'chigoyin zeh. But in this case, toinem le'yoyresh ve'toinem le'lekeach. So Rashi says, what's this like a going said? Afilu l'man d'oma b'baba basre, ein toinin l'yoyrish, ein toinin l'keyach. Taine zu horishen lokro mimecho. That means all the time, by every chazoke, that we don't know, that we have a yoyrish and we have a lekeach. So Rashi says, as a man yom and boba basa that holds, that if there's no taine zbori from the lekeach sheini, there's no taine from them that the first one purchased it. Hachemoide de tanina lei. Here is moide de tanina lei. The stam, man, the zovin, the sekriken, meide yodi, v'loi shodi, zuzi, bichti, l'loikha, m'loi api bailo. That means I have to assume that this zikha occurred. And if a person is buying from the sekriken, he knows that, he's spending money, and he knows la aloche that the money that he spent is worthless if he will not repurchase it from the Bailam Arishenim and given al kaponim arivir b'mois. No klo, he bought it from the Sekriken. Now the shaila is that he buy it from the Bailam. So I think I assume he bought it from the Bailam. So Mamela, that is why there's a din tanino. So here there's a din tanino because whoever buys from the Sekriken, I can assume he bought from the Bailam also. So maybe that's why there's a din tanino. That is by the Lekuches or the Yorshim. The Yidoch, but what about the Lekechishim? So then is Yitoin in. If Yitoin is I bought it from you, so then it's good. So then we'll leave the Kaka by him. But if he doesn't tain, I bought it from you. Anan loy tel ninele. We zicha won't tain if him. Do yode izov niloy. He said izov nahavetoin. He knows if he bought it or not, so why isn't he saying anything? The lekuchas and the yoshim don't know, so that's what they can't say. So there's a dintainino. But lekech rishoin, either he tain is or he doesn't tain it. What is he taught with? Kagoyim zeh toinim l'yoyrish l'ikeyach. Perish bekuntres. But the kagoyim zeh. In this case, we tain l'yoyrish l'ikeyach. Perish bekuntres. Afil l'man doma baba basra. Dein toinim normally when I toin for yoyrish l'ikeyach. Och am moite. It was moite we are toin. So Taisu says, v'lei matzinu sham plukta. I don't see a machloikus over there. That someone says you don't tain for all the keich and the yoyrish. Hello, amrine bepek la yachper, tain in le yoyrish, tanino, tain in le keich, tanino. So, b'zoi sabat shan, the chagoyin says, so all the time we tain for all the keich and the yoyrish. So, Taisa says, not the way Rashi says, a chagoyin says, dafk in this case. Chagoyin says, the oma, hochi pirushe, afilu chagoyin says, he says, I feel like going there, because here there's a svara to say, it's all kedaitach, badini ma bailen, the mashalai micho memne yiras asikrikon. That means over here, there'd be a svara to say, that there's no raya that he wasn't moiche. Here the bailen is coming with a raya. That means, with a reason why he wasn't meicha all the time I have a kasha. Why weren't you meicha? So that's the raya you sold it. I the Yoshim don't know about it, so there's a din tanin l'yoshim in l'kuches. That's all the time. But over here, it'd be a svara to say that we will not taina for the Yoshim because could be there's no raya from the shtike of the meicha. The meicha says they never sold it. We don't know. And could be yesh dvorim begav. Why wasn't he meicha? He wasn't meicha because he was scared to be meicha. So memeu sadat tachidish chagoyin ze afilu chagoyin ze. We also time it. So didn't time in. And even though there'd be a svara maybe here, the meicha is right, but he didn't sell it. Tona Rabo, Habo Machmas Choyt, U Machmas Anporis, Ein Boy Mishum Sikrikim. What does Rashi say? Abo machmas choyf. Oivet kechom abo machmas choyf al Yisrael. Now, the Rishash says pshat in this Rashi, that it's speaking about that the guy is coming and taking away a karka from a yid, but he doesn't want to take it away without any legitimate reasons. He says, what do you mean? I lent you money and yomi money and I'm taking away the karka. But between you and me, this is a baba meisa. That means he made up the meisa to justify his actions. But that's the story. The yid says that I never borrowed any money from you. You have no right to take the cock. So let us see again. Abo machmas chayv. Oivet kechom abo machmas chayv al Yisrael. He's saying that you owe me money, and that's why he's taking the cock. Oi machmas anporus. Gezel Balme. No, he's not justifying his actions. He's taking it away. He's stealing the cock without any justifications why he's doing it. So we have two cases how a goy went and took a karka. He took it away from a yid. Now this goy is not capable of killing the yid. He's a bully, he's thus, but there's no pikuach nefoshes over here. The Bali took it away. Va'onas, here it seems like the Rishash. Va'onas, ayve kechavim karkoi b'chayva. He stole away the karki either because of this chayv that he created. Oyba amporus. Is ein boy mishum sikriko. Im sho biyodoi shnei mosor chaydesh. Like this, we had the din that it was this we hear that was 12 months by the Sekrikon. So then the halacha is, if someone purchases it from the Sekrikon, he gives a quarter to the Bailam and a guten tag, and the Bailam can never take it away from him. If only the Bailam wants to give him money now, he can't take it away. Now, in this case over here, it was 12 months by this guy. Ein boy mishum Sekrikon im shabu yodai shnei masa chodesh Losseis revir le bailam ketikin chachomim v'yachzik bekakoi. So here there's no din that he can keep it and give the goy, and give the yid a quarter. Elo marze loy akarke b'chino. Rashi says he gives him the karke b'chino. That means, well, you bought a stolen karke, so memele, so there was never any gemiras das on my part to sell it to him. So memela, I can always come and take it away from you. Now, what is the difference than sekriken? What is anporus different than sekriken? The gabi sekriken of the chosru benimul. There by sekriken they said that the mekar is a mekar. The kivin, the goma va'akni agav oynes misa. Sekriken is speaking about that lemaise, the sekriken threatened him with misa. Va'afilu bosel de gozel called the kotel liktaluhu. So mistafile mikamo de kamei de ikto. So Rashi dachsich mir say that even though, why do I assume by sakrikum there was gemiras das? Because in Abemison a sakrikum comes with a pachad of misa. So there's a svara to say that agavunse gomer umakne. I, Rashi said, we're talking about the third gzeire was that man the kotel iktalu. So it's not so poshut that this goy will take kill him. Afal pikein, he's goy mardas, afal zoy vait. If it was there 12 months, So he say he was taka gaima dasni taka sold it. There's a fear, even though he did such a gzeile. V'soifo hechiach sheiniach biyodoi shnei moso chodesh. Loitzo akolo. Forget that's the husband of 12 months. He left it there 12 months. Why didn't he say a word? Why didn't he do anything about it? Somebody's because he's scared to do anything. There's still a pachad misa, so it's a goma. So mamela, so there's taka gemiras das, and that the, this guy had taken it. So therefore, a yid who purchases this karka from the guy, just has to pay a quarter to the yid, and he's finished, because there was a gemiras das in the Mecca. The hilkach noisen lebailo of revia. So all he has to do is give the Bailam a quarter. The Kimlu la Rabbonon, the Oivet Kechovim Oizel Gabi Lekeich Reviyah. That we know that Mustama the Goy charged the Yid a Reviyah less, Lefisha Bechinam Bola. He got it for free, so he can sell it for a cheap price. Avul Hai, but here Ban Por is, we're speaking about that there's no pachad misa. Ain muscle biyode larik. So legoma vakni midi. So there's no reason to assume that he was makne. Va'avogav deshos lo shnei moso chodesh. Even though 12 months passed by, he says, by sekrik, and I say, 12 months of not being moiches, a raida was gomer a makne. Als pachad misa, masha ein kei by an poris, where there's no pachad misa, so 12 months doesn't mean anything. Why wasn't he moiche till now? Lebo loy shalach hoifa, he didn't have opportunity. Hilkach ein mechirosoi mechireklav, so it's nothing. So there was no gemiras das whatsoever. You're living now in a stolen carcass. So Mamela, if after the 12 months he comes to him and says, give me back my carcass, so he has to give back the carcass. He doesn't have to pay him anything. That's Shita's Kashish. I mean, you stole my head, that this is a stolen carcass. Let's see again the Andaloshna Gemara. Tana Rabo. Abo Machmas Choy. The Rishash and Ash also says, Anos, it's spoken about that it's a fabricated Choy. And that means that even 12 months passed by, I can demand you should return the cow. Van porus atmo tsriche shetashe shneim osa chaydish. Now, this sounds like double talk. By amporus, you have to wait till 12 months pass by. Now, so that here we would sing. What does Rashi say? Tzricha shetisha, v'yadav kechovim, shnei moso chodesh. V'iloi hodro lamore, v'yoyiv domi, k'diktoni maslishim, shesh, v'yodom likach, hem koidmo l'cholod. Now we're saying, mamish, the hepach, that if I am poris, if it wasn't there 12 months, so then he has to give back the kalke, if he has money. Was there 12 months, he doesn't have to give back the karka. So here we're saying, so the safe is saying that Amporis is the same like Sekrika. And after 12 months, he doesn't have to give back the karka. In 12 months, he has to give back like Sekrika and Gufa. In the ratio you said, Amporis ain't by Mishum Sekrika. V'amrit ain't by Mishum Sekrika. So what's on the safe? Hochi koma, sikri konatz mozriche shetisheyin beis chodesh. Sikri can you have to wait yud beis chodesh. What does Rashi say? Ba'amrit ein boi mishum sikri kon, ushnei mos a chodesh lehuskru el a boi. Di ilu an poris, hodra boloi domi loilam, the whole din of shnei mos a chodesh. That is to look at is only by sikri kon. Because there was a gemiras das, but Amporis, there never was a mechira, so you always have to return it. Nei yesei a pesanin of Yud Beis Chodesh, och in koma, och in koma. I'm probably saying by Mishum Sekrik, Dilo Misekrik, and Mekmina lo biyad lo ikeyach, after 12 months, belongs to the Kech Menais in the Revia. Avo an poros, beloi domi hodro, ulo ilo. That's the first thing. A poros ain't by Mishum Sekrik, and it never belongs to the Lekech. There's no my love of passage of time. Avon post be loy domi hodro loylam. You always have to give it back to the owner. Don't, doesn't have to pay you for it. You bought stolen goods. There's no, you know, a passage of time. Why wasn't he meichem? He didn't have time to be meichem. V'sikrik an atzma domrin in de kaim olay biyad loykeach. V'sikrik an atzma, we said a sikrik an. It will belong to the Lekeach. Ushashosh nemos ha-chaydish bi-at-sekrikum. That what the Baal HaSoda by Sekrikum lost the opportunity to buy it back from the Lekeach, that's if 12 months passed by when it was bi-at ha-sekrikum. Zog the Gemara weiter. Amar Rav Yosef, Noctinon ein anporis bebovel. Zot Rashi, what does that mean? Most of having in the Gemara, ein anporis bebovel. Mashme ein oivet keichovim, oines karke mi Yisrael bebovel bamporis. There's no such thing in bovel. In bovel, all the goyim are very honest goyim. In boy Yisrael ve'irer al chaveray ba'oimar karke zu shalakachim neve kechovim shali hoysa ve'gozla mimeni ein einema. That means a yid, a morikame has no raya whatsoever. A morikame has no raya whatsoever to take away from a lekeach from a goy, and by timing it was stolen from me. That's the poshut pshat. Einam poros bebovu. Like the Gemara and Shuldik, Bokachazin and the Ike. I mean, the Zicha is still in the bubble also. So what should Ein Amporus be bubble? So the Gemara answers, Ala Eime Ein Din Amporus be bubble. There's no Din Amporus be bubble. My time, Ekim and Ike, Beidavo, but I also, Kodil Eima Achuli Ochil. Let us see Rashi. Beidavo means a gavuch. Beidavo means a, there are courts. There's a shilton there. There's a government. And let us see Rashi. Ein din amporos bebovel lavsude lelekeach. That means in bovel, since there is a shiltan, that one could always complain to the shiltan that this was stolen from him, v'lay ozel, and he didn't go, v'lay ozel kabel, he didn't complain to the shiltan, is eima achuli ochel. I saw that Bar Yaakov to mahalchim, what pshatn the Gemara is. The Chedush Yaran says Pshat, that it's speaking about that he purchased it from the Yid, and the Yid sold it. And we say that, so that's a raya take, since the Yid had an eitzah to go to this Beit Avon, it didn't go, so it's a raya take, really, the Yid really meant to sell it. And others say that he purchased it from the Goy, so then the Shaila is how the Goy was kainim. How was the guy kind of, I said, we have a raya of Mechila over here that he was Michael, the guy. He said, the guy Lamaisa stole it from him. And he didn't go to the guy. He didn't go to the Beidava to Mundus from the guy. So we say that's a raya, he's Michael, the guy. So that's a Santosanta concept that the Pshikaina Kaka was Mechila. Rather say, kind of with Yish, that not going to the Beidava, not being Mishtadol, that's a raya that he was Miyayish from the Kark. Sagt die Gemara weiter. Gidl bar Eloi kobel aro betaske mibne bag. Now, let's see, there's a whole story over here. Let us see what Rashi says. And then I'm posted that before the Bible of Sudila Lekaya. Riloi Kach Shmoi. That was his name. Taske Mas Kalke, the taxes of the Kalke, Mibnei Bage. What Mibnei Bage? Bnei Habike. He was Mekabel on himself to pay the taxes. Now let's see exactly what happens. Kach Hoyu Menhogim. The minig was, Poiskin mas al kol habike loseis kach bekach lishona lamelech. There was a tax put on the bike. The bike in its entirety is mechuyev to pay X amount of money for taxes. Vehem mechalkim hasodeis b'neiim. Now, the bika was divided up in private sodas. The noisin kol echad mas lefi chelkoi, and each one pays the mas according to his chelik, abagiyoi. The noisin leechad, now all the taxes are collected and given to one person, who's going to pay, he's paying for the bagi, he's paying for the bike. Vohu noisnoi legabe yamelech. And he gives it to the gabe yamelech. That's a normal case. Vim holach echot mibnei hasodeis ledalkoi. Now what is, one of the bnei hasodeis went away, and so he's not around to pay taxes, is that the melech has nothing to do with that. That's not their cheshm. Gabay ha-melech teveye b'bnei ha-bike kol ha-ma-sholem. He doesn't care if the bike has to pay X amount of taxes. It doesn't matter if the bailam is here. The bailam is not here. The bike, the b'nei ha-bike are achoy to pay for the whole bike. Now, that's now we're just saying the laws which were applicable then. Now,
Miyotze Hashem, by the next tape, we'll go over again this sugya, we'll elaborate more on this sugya and on the previous sugya. Miyotze Hashem, by the next tape, we'll go over again this sugya, we'll elaborate more on this sugya and on the previous sugya.